Wednesday night, or Liyud Aleph Nachamot.
Okay, so everybody's Viceroy's partying. I guess the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt already. So everybody's dancing and playing music and shopping and doing laundry. But the Torah says in Siman Tov Kuf Samach, Mishacharav Habayis, Tiknu Shebechol Dvar Simcha, the Takona is that any time you have something of significant simcha, shehiya bo zecher l'churban habayis. You should do something, and this is the pasuk Zalei Yishalayim al rosh simchasi, which literally means that whenever you have a simcha, so they are mesakein, and that's what Siman Tov Kuf Samach is about. They are mesakein different things, whether it's a party, or a meal, or jewelry, or different things. As the siman goes on, we'll be learning about them, Mitzvah Shem, probably for the rest of the month of Av. Just to remind everybody that it's not rebuilt yet. If it gets rebuilt, we'll stop and we'll learn the dinim of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which anyway, we have someone that wants to come teach us about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So maybe we should have him come lecture to us. That's a possibility. We're going to think about it. We'll let you know. But so anything that's a ribui simcha is deo masakin. So maybe one of the more famous ones, well, probably the most famous one is one that nobody even thinks about, which is the breaking of the glass by the chasana. But one of the more famous ones is the ama al ama, that having a nice house is considered al rosh simchasi, and you have to do something that Hashem's house, so to speak, this is like a little more sharp, that Hashem's house is lacking, is missing. So if you paint, or if you plaster nice white, or you put wallpaper on, you have to leave over an amal ama, in other words, of the kishut of the house, you have to leave over an amal ama neged the Pesach, ideally. It's supposed to hit you in the face when you walk in. Now, sometimes there's different layers of plaster that they use, and if it's nikar, that it's not the final layer, but it's enough to leave off the final layer, the post can say, even if the next layer that you're leaving over is also somewhat white, but it's like off-white, then you can tell that it's not that final layer. If you can tell that it's not that final layer they put on, you don't have to take it down to the one that doesn't even look white at all, but looks grayish, but it's enough to even the white one, as long as it's nikar, that it's not that final coat. Now, it doesn't help to paint it black, or to paint it a nice kosel there, or to paint a nice sign that says, Chazal Masakin, that you have to leave it undone. And there's a shot to that. First of all Takanas Chachamim are like that. You have to light a menorah. You can't put up a sign, and you can't write on your blog, even if it's like Rafi's blog, very Pirsumi Nisa, right? It's Hanukkah today, it doesn't help, you have to light the menorah. So first of all, in general, that's the general way Chazal and Masakin. But also here specifically, they want your bias to be a little chorev. It's not a question of just reminding you, which is the basic din, Zeichel Churban bias, but here it's like a little sharper in that it's a bias and it's a little chorev. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down shittos that maybe the best place is not connected to Pesach. Maybe the best place is, because then you don't see it anymore when you're inside the house. Right? So maybe it's better to put it on the other side, so when you're sitting at the table, the Balabaya sees it and everybody sees it. There is such an opinion, but Rove Polskim hold no. And I think the shadow is like it's supposed to hit you in the face when you walk into the house. It's not just, otherwise it'll quickly become part of the furniture and you won't even notice it anymore. But here, like, you walk in and you see it. If you don't have an amal ama, many times there's no amal ama when you walk in. There's no place to put the amal ama. So then in a chanami, you put it in other places where it'll be seen and noticed. But l'chatchila, the way, ideally, I guess, if it works out,
You should do a Knegged the Pesach. Okay.